Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, alongside site publisher Tim Watts, senior recruiting editor Andrew Bone with us as well. And guys, another key in-state target for the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 2025 recruiting cycle has made it known, Tim, that he too will be a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Smith, you know, I'm a huge fan of Derek Smith. I mean, I know a lot of people look at this class. When you look at the defensive back end, I think you looked at offered from Parker, and he's an elite prospect in his own right. But I think if you're evaluating this guy on either side of the ball, because he can play offense or defense, but looking at this before Ryan reclassified, he was a top two wide receiver with Ryan and a top two defensive back with offered. And those are two very elite prospects at the time. So obviously a guy that had plenty of offers and probably could have ended up naming his school, but we always felt like he'd probably stay in state.
Andrew, it's interesting because you watch tape of Derek Smith and he has it right there on his huddle profile, Mr. Do-It-All. And it looks that way when you watch tape of this guy. And I think even according to our network on three, he's listed as a safety, which speaks to his versatility at the high school level, but just a dynamic playmaker, it looks like, and four stars again as a safety prospect, but looking like he could be an offensive weapon.
You know, Derek Smith, one of the best overall athletes in the country, as you mentioned. I mean, you watch his film and be extremely explosive, got excellent speed, amazing ball skills. I mean, you know, like Tim said, I mean, he can play on either side of the ball, and we've seen a lot of, you know, really good athletes that have come to Alabama through the years. And obviously a lot of those guys were recruited by Nick Saban, whether it was our Darius Stewart, Cyrus Jones, Trevon Diggs. These were all guys that were recruited as athletes. And once they got on campus, you know, they kind of figured it out that these were going to be the positions where they were going to be able to shine. And I think that's probably the same with Derek Smith. Now, Derek may have it in his head. Alabama may have it in his head. They're going to play him at one position, but as of right now, I think they're pretty much open to letting him play wherever. But he is an outstanding athlete.
Tim, tell me about the priority that Derek Smith must have with this staff in terms of the timing of this commitment, because we've heard from both you and Andrew on multiple occasions of how the process typically works for guys. You might get early offers, but then there, at least with Nick Saban and the previous staff, there was almost this validation period that came about in the summer via summer camps and things like that. But I guess in this particular case, this is a guy that warranted an early offer and the ability to commit pretty early on.
Well, I think what helps him is Freddie Roach, who was recruiting him, and he's continuation. So it's not a brand new evaluation. He's able to sit down at the table with Nick Sheridan or Kalen DeBoer or Womack, and telling him the pros and cons of this kid as a player, how in-depth he's went, and what everybody else saw. But also, I mean, you look at the film, you know, and I think, I mean, the film, I mean, a lot of guys, you're not going to question his size. You're not going to question his speed. The old BOL joke, you're not going to question whether he has skinny ankles or not. He's got skinny ankles. You know, this guy can play football. So I think that definitely helped him. And what a huge win for Alabama. And Kalen DeBoer's having to, should I say brick by brick? He's having to knock down brick by brick of people that he knows how to recruit, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. Andrew, I just from what I could uncover and a little bit of research I did, it looked like Auburn felt like they were in a really good place for Derek Smith, right?
Yeah, I mean, it even seemed that way, you know, prior to Nick Saban's retirement. Auburn had been trending for Derek for a long time, even though Alabama was always in it. They were always in that top two, top three. He visited last summer, camped out. He was one of those guys that Alabama always had very high interest in, but it was always kind of a struggle to get him on campus. He visited a few times, but probably not as many as he did going down to Auburn. But, you know, one thing that we have continued to hear from different recruits over these last few weeks, especially during spring practice, is these kids are loving Coach DeBoer and this staff. We had one guy a couple days ago, here recently, Caleb Cunningham, five-star wide receiver, that said he didn't want to leave campus. And he almost didn't have Alabama in his top 12 here recently. So this staff is really making a strong impression on these kids. We saw it, you know, around signing day when Ryan Williams signed. Noah Carter. I mean, this is a this has been an impressive start to Coach DeBoer's recruiting era at Alabama.
Tim, how do we look at this commitment of Derek Smith? If we're going to talk about positionally, is he an athlete from your viewpoint, especially at this stage in the process and not exactly knowing how you're going to fill other spots? I guess that's the luxury, too, of a guy like this. If you need him at wide receiver, ultimately, you can play him there. If you want to play him at defensive back, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I think when you look at guys like that, it raises their floor. You know, because you've got, hey, this, it's crowded at wide receiver. We move you to DB. It's crowded at corner. We move you to safety. You know what I mean? You got so many options with a guy like that. And, hey, you want guys that can play on both sides of the ball, right? We're still arguing where Jalen Mbakwe needs to be. You know what I mean? A lot of this, hey, and anybody thinks he should be on offense, I'm not going to argue with you.
This guy wrong. Could
absolutely be an offensive weapon. I think it comes down to preference. You know, some guys want to be on offense. Keenan Allen. He was a guy that wanted to play on offense, would have been a great safety. And then you got a Landon Collins type guy who probably could have been a college running back when you look at him. And you turn around and he wants to play on defense. And going as recently as Jalen Mbakwe, you know, I mean, I have little doubt Ryan Williams could be a good cornerback. You know what I mean? A good cover guy. So, yeah, you get those guys, you put them somewhere, and the rest works itself out because they end up too good not to be on the field.
So it seemed like, Andrew, just a week ago, we had fans that were gnashing teeth and wondering exactly when this recruiting class for 2025 would begin to take flight. But certainly from an in-state perspective, too, with Antonio Coleman previously flipping back to Alabama from Auburn. Now, as we move on, here comes another in-state prospect in Derek Smith. I'd say the tone maybe has changed a little bit as far as how this class is going to take shape.
Yeah. I mean, just the, you know, how quickly they've been able to develop these relationships has been impressive, especially with the in-state kids. You know, Antonio Coleman committed to our flip to Auburn back on December the 22nd. Derek Smith was considered an Auburn lean. Got a lot of other in-state guys that Alabama's going to continue to target and recruit. But, you know, for people that thought that Coach DeBoer and his staff wasn't going to be able to come in and have a lot of success, those guys are being proven wrong right now. So it's been a great start for Alabama, but they're getting a lot of top recruits on campus this spring and making an impression. So let's see how the next few months go. But amazing start for Coach DeBoer and his staff.
Travis, you know what we've got here? We've got like a bunch of boxes to check. That's what Kalen DeBoer's got because they're holding him to that Saban standard. So it's, can he get guys out of the portal? Well, he already knew those guys. Check. Can he get somebody else out of the portal? Keon Saab. All right. Yeah, but, you know, Courtney Morgan's from Michigan. You know, check. Can he get a big name, Ryan Williams? Well, he was always going to Bama. Antonio Coleman. Okay. You know, Derek Smith. Yeah, but can he recruit out of Alabama? You know, can he recruit south? Can he go down to South Florida? You know, I think there's a lot of boxes to check. And I feel like he's done a good job. Maybe he reads the message boards and finds what he needs to check off and go, all right, I'm going to shut this guy up.
Yeah. So, we're in the yeah, but period, right? Absolutely. No matter what happens, it's yeah, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
It just keeps happening. It seems like, hey, let's check out some tape of Derek Smith here. It's just a minute and a half or so of clips, but I think just in this one highlight, against Alabama Christian Academy from Montgomery, you get a feel for everything this guy is capable of doing, certainly on the offensive side of the ball as we roll it here, working at the receiver position. You're going to see him take a quick game throw, some strength. He's got length too, you know, runs through some traffic there so you can get him the football in space and he can do some things. Here we see him like as an edge on the defensive side of the ball. How about this?
He had 11 sacks as a junior.
Unreal.
I mean, this is a kid who had over 2,400 yards of total offense, 24 total touchdowns, 109 tackles on defense, and 11 sacks. I mean, this kid never steps off the field. So imagine once he really settles in on one position, you know, how great this kid can really develop into.
Yeah. Here we see him on, I believe it's a shovel. Yeah, a little inside toss. And again, working through some contact, makes a cut, running through defenders, willing to push the pile here as we're seeing. He's moving people here on the high school level. So a lot of different ways you're seeing that you can get him the football, as we'll work it right here. A little out cut, makes the catch, secures the yards needed for a first down. Going to see him out wide here, kind of sits it down, then makes the adjustment. Watch him work back to the middle of the field, create some separation, and then again, working through contact to get to the goal line there. You guys have to like what you see in terms of versatility. And I like the way that he's used at Southside, move him around. I think there's even there's some wildcat quarterback in here with him. Just literally does everything.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife type guy, right? I mean, the thing where I lean to defense is where I would put him if he wanted to play there is you see his closing speed at safety. You see Womack's system. You know how aggressive. Again, Andrew pointed out the 11 sacks. You pointed out the edge. That guy, I mean, how many people can get to that guy off of a tackle? I mean, a guy as big as J.C. Latham would have a handful if he don't get his hands on a guy like that. Kind of saw that in the South Florida game, right? Saw a small guy give Alabama fits last year. But, yeah, this is a guy, and you get to see everything you can do with him. Been a very quiet recruitment. You know what I mean? This guy, if he'd been at camp, I think he'd be a much bigger name. But you can see he still gets the respect in the rankings. I think he's top 50 by everybody in climbing.
Yeah, there was more on that clip, working as kind of an edge and making the play against the zone, read, give to a back for another tackle for loss. And you'll see him out here again in the quick game. Get it to him. Look at him work through the contact here. Just keeps working through it. And then now comes the burst. And there he goes. And especially at this level, you know, men against boys, I guess, Andrew, kind of comes to mind.
Yeah. Somebody told me long ago, if you can't take your wife out to a high school game and she can't point out the five-star, he may not be a five-star. So I think I can take my wife Audrey out to this game, and she's gonna be like, that's the man right there. So he's he is definitely a guy who stands out amongst everyone else on the field every single Friday night.
Here you see him on the quarterback sweep out of the Wildcat, makes the cut, picks up some hard yards. So a guy, Tim, when you talk about dynamic and you talk about twitch and you talk about speed, that's great. But as we know, sometimes it's hard to put together the guys that embrace the suck, as I like to call it, the physical aspect of that kind of position. And at least what we see in limited action here, that doesn't seem to be a problem for Derek Smith.
Yeah, he's got a longer highlight tape out there that has more defensive clips that he, you can see that closing speed. He's got a few balls out in the flat. Hey, we'll get it out here and get him in space. There's not really space with Derek Smith at safety. He's closing that gap. You know, he's up on you pretty quick. But, you know, the thing again, you know, is, and you know what's how good this guy always talked about really is how great he is as a talent, and he is. But also, we need the perception. You know what I mean? Because we had a This Is Our State vibe going on at Auburn for a little while, right? There was a lot of this is our chance, this is our moment, this is our vibe. They don't know how to recruit, you know, the in-state, they don't have the connections. But I do think, you're connecting Freddie Roach to Antonio Coleman, and you're connecting him. And we talked about it at the time. Keeping Roach was huge because of the in-state connections. But as Andrew pointed out, Kalen DeBoer, you know, nobody was, you know, Saban's great. He was the best in-house and on visits. But I think during spring practice, he might not have been as cordial because he was so football-focused as Kalen DeBoer. I think maybe a younger guy's got a little bit more energy and a little bit more patience to deal with the kids going, hey, coach, can you change the music, you know, while he's on a visit? You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's definitely an interesting switch in a lot of ways, Andrew, and one that right now seems to be paying dividends for Alabama on the recruiting front.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's I think it's going to continue to get better. You know, we look back at some of these past Saban recruiting classes, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. Alabama started out slow every single year, and there was 2-3 commitments max heading into May, and everybody was wondering, What's going to happen? But in the back of your mind, you're not really too concerned because it's Nick Saban in Alabama. They're always going to sign, you know, top five recruiting classes. And you know, there were some unknowns in this in the DeBoer era now. But he's starting to make a really strong impression, not only to, you know, recruits, but also to the fan base.
Clouds are starting to part a little bit, I'd say, on the recruiting front. And we're going to have complete coverage for you right there at BamaOnline.com. Come hear from these guys directly. Tim Watts, Andrew Bone, Joseph Hastings, Clint Lamb, Jimmy Stein, myself, right there at BamaOnline.com.
Hey, Charlie Potter, do not
Charlie
forget.
Potter. Yeah,
do not get us in trouble. Woo!
He'll get salty. He'll get salty.
Woo, yeah. Somebody's got to, we got to listen for Charlie.
I need to get his middle name. I'll do his full name, that'll keep him happy.
Well, he gets a lot of texts from me that were meant for Charles Power, by the way. So
that's
understandable. He thinks it's funny. So yeah.
Also like and subscribe to the YouTube channel for BamaOnline.com. Hit that like button, subscribe, turn on those notifications. You'll get all of our video content as it drops right here on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Hey, guys, appreciate the time.
All right, appreciate it. See you guys.
For Tim Watts and Andrew Bone, Travis Schreier, thanking you once again as in-state star Derek Smith commits to the University of Alabama. More coverage on that and everything else right there with us at BOL.